pleasure, Julia.
Good morning. So what effect does the subconscious mind have on our behaviour, our thoughts and our overall mental health?
Well, what our subconscious does is it stores all of our thoughts, our attitudes, our feelings and our behaviours. So everything is stored within the subconscious mind. So therefore, that is what is used automatically when we are fearing something. It comes from the subconscious. When we're excited about something, it comes from the subconscious. When we've got a behaviour that we don't particularly like, whether it be smoking, gambling or whatever, it's the subconscious that continues us to indulge in that behaviour.
Right, okay. And is there any evidence that we can alter that mind, that subconscious mind?
Look, there's been evidence around for years. I mean, all the way back in 1958, the American Medical Association recognised that hypnotherapy was a legitimate medical and dental treatment method. So we've sort of gone ahead from there. There's been many sort of research articles written and studies done on how successful and wonderful that hypnotherapy is. Now, hypnotherapy is slightly different to hypnosis. We know the history of hypnosis, that you go along to a stage show and you do all these crazy things. That's usually because the person wants to do them, and we do have a small percentage of the population that are actually affected or under. But the majority of people will attend a hypnotherapy session rather than hypnosis. They'll come to a hypnotherapist for things to do with their weight, stopping smoking, anxiety, nail biting, fear of flying, all sorts of things. And we can usually resolve those issues fairly quickly. I mean, smoking can be done in a couple of hours. You can walk in scared to death of spiders or snakes or frogs. I've even had people. And within an hour, out they go, and they're quite comfortable to be around. I mean, they're not going to pick them up and have them as a pet, but they're comfortable. They're no longer having that fear because we've been able to help them adjust the subconscious, the way that they think and react to those particular issues.
Well, that's pretty effective. How effective would you say hypnotherapy is in comparison to other treatments that are more kind of generalised, I guess?
Well, if you look at, say, smoking, for instance, most people will come to a hypnotherapist with the same story. I've tried the patches, I've tried the pills, I've tried this, I've tried that, nothing has worked. Mm. So now I'm using you as a last resort. And unfortunately, we're still used in many cases as a last resort. But a number of years ago, the Journal of Applied Psychology made a statement that hypnosis was the most effective way of giving up smoking. And that was according to a largest ever scientific comparison. So people will come in and I can't talk for all hypnotherapists, but I'm sure most of us work in a similar way. I spend an hour doing a psychotherapy session to prepare the subconscious mind to give control back to the individual, showing them that a cigarette actually can't control them, that they are in control. And then we do the hypnotherapy session and out they go. Doesn't matter if they've smoked 10 cigarettes a day or 45 cigarettes a day, they don't smoke. Mm. They just don't have that desire anymore to smoke. And why? Because the subconscious mind has been adjusted to the way that they think, feel, and behave.
That's pretty impressive, I've got to say, Karen.
Well, it really is.
How can we raise awareness of hypnotherapy and tell people that this is, you know, a viable treatment option?
It's interesting that a lot of people actually already have an idea of how good it is. We get people from young people all the way through to people in their 70s and 80s actually coming in for treatment. So it's not that old people think it's bad or young people are sceptical. Most people actually really believe in it. Mm. They've seen a lot of the shows on TV. They've seen different stories on the news and on the current affair type of shows. And when they do have something that they've usually, you know, pills haven't been able to fix or whatever, that they'll come to a hypnotherapist for some support. And, I mean, I was getting calls from, oh, my goodness, people all over the country. From people were coming down from Kempsey and Blue Mountains and stuff for, like, my stop smoking session. And I thought, well, this is crazy. There's got to be other things out there available for people. Mm. And while there are certainly hypnotherapists everywhere, I don't know why, whether it be the training that they've had they didn't feel was good enough, which I'm always a big one on, whenever you're going to go to any sort of therapist, make sure you know where they've done their training and if they're registered, which is really important. So we ended up actually putting online virtual hypnotherapy so people can actually download my recorded sessions online. And we didn't know how that was going to go, but it's actually gone incredibly well. And people from all around the world, Canada, England, America, even the Philippines, believe it or not, are downloading the sessions. I really was surprised until I found out that the Philippines actually have a very high number of people that speak English. I didn't know that. But, yeah, and they use it for, I know that there was a story that was done in news.com a couple of years ago when we first put the session out. This journalist said, oh, okay, this is interesting. Do you have one for stop nail biting? And I said, oh, actually, no, I don't. I don't have one. She said, oh, because I'm not overweight and I don't smoke and I don't have anxiety. So, oh, that's really all I wanted. And I said, okay, leave it with me. I recorded a session over the weekend at the studio. I sent it to her. Didn't hear anything. I thought, oh, okay, well, that's a shame. About a month later, my daughter rings me and she said, Mum, you're on the front page of news.com.au. I'm going, what? And this journalist did the session, let it go for a month, and then wrote a story on it showing her longer nails. And she said, I can't believe I've tried the or whatever you call that stuff you put on the end so it tastes awful when you put your fingers in your mouth. She said what she has now is a habit, which is, I don't know if you can hear this.
Yes, the tapping, yes. Notorious tapping.
And that was her new habit that she was going to have to now get rid of.
Never
ends. Because she nails for the first time.
It never ends. Karen, we are out of time, but I wanted to thank you for coming on. And hypnotherapy sounds very promising for a number of issues there. So thank you very much for your time on the show today.
My pleasure, Julia. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.